Hey, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell, and as a reminder, all of our guests are joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, comparing rates to help you save. Now, that's Progressive, and we are being rejoined with Dallas Cowboy and San Francisco 49er great Charles Haley tonight at SB Nation Radio. You know, it is interesting. You played with, as we look over your career, you played with so many legendary players in the NFL. I'd love for you to describe for the listeners tonight, what was it like to play for two exceptional coaches in Bill Walsh and also in Jimmy Johnson? What kind of impact did they have on your life, you know, personally and even professionally?
Well, personally, you know, Bill Walsh was very intelligent. He followed me my whole career. He was there for me. You know, he loved me in a whole different realm that, you know, I never felt before. And, you know, he helped me get jobs. You know, whatever I needed, he was there to support me. And then Jimmy, you know, Jimmy was an authoritarian. He, you know, he kept his foot on guys' back, you know, and hey, he was a warrior. I loved Jimmy. You know, I love people that, you know, their ambition is to win and to win now. And that's the kind of man he is.
Well, and I'm sure you have a deep appreciation for Coach Johnson and his belief for you and taking that chance because, you know, he had heard so many rumors. And one thing I've learned in my life is that perception is not always reality. And it certainly paid off for Jimmy Johnson and for the Cowboys because in your first four seasons, it resulted in three Super Bowl victories. And so much attention was on, you know, Troy and Michael and Emmett. But and they certainly were very deserving of all the adoration. But we got to give you credit, Charles. You were a big component to the success of the Cowboys in the 90s.
Well, you know what? I'm not an I guy. I'm a we guy. Without some other 10 guys, I couldn't have made it. Without good coaching, I don't think that we could be successful. I think it's a team effort. I'm grateful to be in the Hall of Fame. I'm grateful to win 5 Super Bowls. But I'm more grateful that I had teammates. And they helped me be able to control my goals and stuff so that it wouldn't spiral out of control. I think that if I'd been on a team that didn't know how to win, I think my issues probably would have got worse.
Pro Football Hall of Famer Charles Haley with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And yeah, we've talked about your time with the Dallas Cowboys and the San Francisco 49ers, but there is a great story inside his new book, Fear No Evil, Tackling Quarterbacks and Demons on My Way to the Hall of Fame. And I want you to share about when you were a freshman at James Madison and your mom dropped you off at college. You've got to set the stage for our listeners. What in the world happened and what was your mom thinking?
Hey, you know what? My mom read me the rights one. You know, I've never been 2.5-3 hours from my house.
Bless you.
So as we were going up that mountain, she put it on me. She told me that she's putting plants in my room, right? And and so we got there. She goes with me to check in. I go back to the car. And, you know, she was in my room making my bed, and I went out to get it, and I saw her. I thought I might have left something. So by the time I get in the room, I come back out. She's gone. You know, my mom is my greatest hero. She, you know, she stood by me when other people kicked me to the curb. She believed in me, and every day she would tell me, boy, hey, you can be as great as you want to be, but you're going to have to get off your butt. So what she used to do is, it was a grocery store probably about a mile up the road. So you got like 5 or 6 minutes to get your butt up there, get it, and get back to the house. And if you didn't get back to the house in time, boy, you was in trouble.
Hey, just a few more minutes with Charles Haley, Dallas Cowboy great, right here at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are celebrating just his incredible career and his new book that is out, Fear No Evil, Tackling Quarterbacks and Demons, On My Way to the Hall of Fame. It is in bookstores everywhere. It is the holidays. Hey, it's here. I encourage you to go out and get a copy of it. So, Charles, tell us, what are you doing today? I mean, and what kind of changes have taken place in your life since your playing days, and who do you give credit to?
I give credit to God, because he impacted my life. He's lived inside of me, so now I can be the man I want to be. I want to be an asset to players, to kids, to everyone. I want guys to understand they don't have to go through the same crap that I went through. Because, you know, the pressure, you're in a pressure cooker, and either you let the pressure cooker destroy you, or you control it. And I want to be the guy to try to help these guys understand that they have to control their behavior and their actions.
How much time do you spend with this Cowboys team and trying to influence them and take, you know, their game to the next level?
Well, I come over here maybe once a week or something. I'm not, you know what, they want to talk football. I'm not about that anymore. It's more or less they can't understand my drive. They can't understand that I'm very, very demanding. So they get their feelings hurt. So I don't do much with that side. But as far as being their friends, being someone, an asset, a tool that they can use to communicate, to you know, get stuff off their chest. So you know what? I've been through it all. I've seen it. And I tell them, you know, just be open and honest. We keep it moving.
And as we get ready to close out the interview, I just thought it was very powerful that you share also in the book that the memories of specific plays and games, as life goes on, Charles, I mean, it fades more and more, but what remains are the relationships and the people and the friends. And, you know, Charles, that's truly what life is all about, and, you know?
Yeah, it is. And I thank God now that I'm a lot of more of my teammates, they understand me now, and that we can break bread. When I call them to help support me in the community, they show up. You know, like I said, I don't know why God gave me all this blessing and his grace, but I know when I don't deserve it, but he gives it to me anyway.
Oh, and I'd love for you to tell us about your charitable foundation, what, at Tackle Tomorrow, is that right?
Yes, Tackle Tomorrow. It's, what we do is we do after-school programs, education, you know, from three-year-olds up to sixth grade. We teach them math, science, and reading, you know, and then we take the teachers, we teach them how to implement iStation, which is an internet educational program. You know, we're feeding the kids something that nobody can take away from them.
You've been listening to the voice of Charles Haley, Dallas Cowboy and San Francisco 49er great, Pro Football Hall of Famer, and only player to win 5 Super Bowls. His new autobiography, it is out, Fear No Evil, Tackling Quarterbacks and Demons, On My Way to the Hall of Fame. It is in bookstores everywhere. I highly encourage you to go out and get a copy of the book. Congratulations, Charles, on all your success and an early happy birthday. You got the big birthday coming up after the new year, right?
Yes, I do. And you know what? I don't want it. Because that means I'm going to be 53 years old. But I'm getting younger. I'm getting younger as I get older.
Absolutely. Hey, enjoy the game. Cowboys-Buccaneers, 7:30 kickoff on NBC right there in Arlington. Thank you so much. God bless, Charles. And I promise we'll talk to you again real soon.
You too.
You bet.
Thank you.
Of course.
Bye-bye.
Yes. Much more coming your way right here at SB Nation Radio.